This is the OCML Podcast.
Enjoy local music.
Hi there, this is Kevin with the OCML Podcast. This is our Rants and Raves.
Yay!
Everybody's favorite, including the sound
producer
tech
Mike.
Be gentle, it's my first time.
He sits there and he goes, I hate these guys.
But, we're
but we're in the beautiful location of San Pedro at the LA Radio Studio.
Yeah, studio station place.
With AC
tower.
Blasting full blast
right
now.
This AC is phenomenal.
It feels good on the skin.
Unlike certain venues that I go to.
I think my nipples are hard.
Oh, dude. You know what my secret is?
They're
always hard.
Ooh.
Hey, David, can you confirm this for us, please?
Yeah.
All right. Are they hard?
Oh, I thought they are hard.
You can see it right there.
You know what?
You can see it from across the desk.
You got to remember, they can't see us.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, David, spit on him a little.
Yeah.
Oh. David, I'm totally stealing some
right?
of these.
No, that's why I was all pissed off at a store writing these. I was like, oh, dude, I got content
for
days.
Oh, yeah, you do. I'm stealing one of these.
So are you going to rant or rave about this?
Yeah, my phone.
David's the one with all the notes. I'm surprised on this.
I'm the man with the anger.
Yeah, he's got some pent-up shit that he needs to get out ASAP.
Let it out.
He's going to take it out on his boyfriend, and we don't want that because we like him.
Wait, who's his boyfriend?
Marcus.
I'll show you a photo real quick. Well, anyways, continue, Kevin, because we don't want sound.
You take it off. You're the one that's got it. You're the one with the list. I want to hear what you got to bitch about.
I can't remember what I typed.
Well, you're reading it right now. You don't need to remember it,
So the first one, I was in San Diego for our OCML Presents. And
no names.
I know.
But OCML does present stuff.
I was about like, damn you, dude.
In San Diego, we had a festival going on.
Don't worry, we'll just edit you out.
One of the bands didn't have the proper ability to talk to the audience while on stage between songs. I personally don't like it because some of the bands don't have that talent to be like, hey, thank you guys for coming. Our name is... I don't fucking know, the Limp Bizkit or whatever.
Limp Bizkit?
Yeah.
I was going to go.
Just so you know, we are having Limp Bizkit on a show.
Yeah, coming up soon.
Dude, I love that band. Can I come?
All right.
Of course you can. Guess what? They fell out of the scene that much that we can afford Limp Bizkit.
They're back in the local scene.
And you don't even have to buy off the tickets you didn't sell.
No, I mean, but.
They're road tripping all the way from Rhode Island for our gig.
They hit us up.
I can't remember where it is. So
bands with bad stage presence.
What are you saying?
No, so one of the
just to clarify, though, when you say that they can't talk to the crowd, do you mean like they tried and just failed miserably? Or
yes,
do you mean like
they tried
they
and
didn't
failed
even try
miserably?
And just...
I believe it was maybe their first time playing here in the States. But, I mean, they could take an example of a huge band that I would say like the Arctic Monkeys. All they say is between a song... between a riff, they're like, hey, hello, ladies and gentlemen, we are the Arctic Monkeys from I can't fucking remember where they're from.
Your mom's house,
and that's pretty much all they do from talking, and they just keep playing, music. So if you can't do it, don't fucking worry about it. Just do your thing. Do your thing that you were scheduled to do and play music.
The banter on stage, I mean, it has its ups and downs, but I do definitely know what he means because like. There's entertaining. It's like you got to keep tempo because, you're retuning or you're changing an instrument or something happened.
Like in radio silence, you can't have silence.
Yeah, you can't. You got to always be talking. Yeah, 5 seconds
you
of silence is like,
what? You fucking suck.
You're fired.
I've seen In Flames and they don't talk much during their in-betweens.
That actually goes into
thing.
My big point is like you're here for the music. Like the most successful bands are usually the ones that just play solid through, like.
Example, Nine Inch Nails. All they say is, thank you. And then they come up with the next song.
Short, sweet, and just kick their ass with music, man.
Yeah. I've seen the singer where there's like this long, awkward pause, and he's staring down at the ground, and he's, oh, my shoe's untied. And he'll go down, tie his shoe, and be like, okay, let's get back to the show. I don't want to die. But, when you're that established and you've got 150 songs that are all amazing, like, you only got an hour and a half to bang it out, so do it.
You're trying to 150 songs.
Kind of just like, fuck it, do
but
whatever you
in
want.
In that time in between, you could talk to your audience and be like, hey, come closer to the stage.
Actually, you know what does piss me off, though? And I had this happen to me, and it was a very significant show, so I was so fucking mad. I actually boycotted the band because they did this. They were a really well-established band. They had a whole stage show, everything. and they decided to dump their show, just came out, just played the music, didn't say a single word to the audience, didn't say thank you for coming out, didn't do shit. They're like out in ball shorts and, you know, greasy t-shirts, and they just left. And I'm like, man, fuck you. Like, I wanted a whole show.
Did they have, like, big heads or something?
It was Cradle of Filth.
Yeah.
So, of course they did. But it's just like, Jesus Christ, man.
On a local level, you want to let everybody know that, like, thank you for coming out. Like,
thank you goes a long
way.
It.
I, you know, like, not everybody had to come out. And that's kind of the downfall is people don't want to go out. But when they do, like...
They don't be, like, talk
show,
shit to.
Show that, like, you're appreciative a little
bit. Yeah. You know?
Those are your fans. Those are the people that are going to help make
you. Yeah, like
you
Oscar said, it's the person, not usually the band that drags you into, you know, I like this band.
Yeah. But I mean, like, you know, while you're up there, like in between, while you're tuning your guitar, like tell them a little bit about you. Like to tell them the story, like, oh, this song's about my ex that I
tell them the tale of the band. Sit there and be like, there was a time. Like, da-da-down. Give him, like, a whole...
Yeah, give him a little Hobbit story. Like, a quick Lord of the Rings. And be like, and that's how we came up with this song about shoestrings.
Like if someone has to, like... That'd be really entertaining. Like, if, like, they got a reset and, like, someone could just be in front, like, the League of Singers, just, like, just play something and goof around. People would enjoy that.
You know, I got something. And I'm stealing this off David's list because I meant to say it a long time ago and I just totally forgot. Bands that do not break down their own stage.
Oh, what the?
Like they carry, like they have a crew with them?
This is such a, oh my God. No, they didn't even have, they brought a crew. Okay, so this band,
set
for this specific show, they did not like my PA system. They did not like it. I'm like, all right, fine. Like, what do you got? They're like, oh, this. So I'm like, fine, whatever. So they set up their whole own PA system. They set up their own rig. For a two-person band, a drummer and a guitar player. And I'm like, whatever,
bitch.
Whatever, you know. So, okay, do your thing. So they do their thing, they set everything up, and then at the end of their set, not only did they hold up the show 15 minutes, they just refused to tear down their own gear.
They wanted you to do it?
No, they just like thought it would just magically disappear on its own. Like, their whole little roadie crew started tearing down everything else. It's like, yo, you know there's like nine other bands that are after you today, right? How about you get your guitars off my stage?
That's crazy.
How about your drummer like not be on Tinder right now and like get your drum set off my stage?
But Kevin, did they sound amazing?
No. Their covers were phenomenal.
Oh, man.
They were a cover band?
No, they just did a bunch of covers. I'm sorry, I'm being really harsh on this band. It's just they... That was like a series of events that just led up to me just going, I'm over this.
Dang.
But tear down your shit. Like, it's not hard.
Well, that goes back to our stage etiquette 101 is get
stage
off stage
yes.
Fucking as soon as possible, man. Like, that was always the agreement with my bands was as soon as we're done, like, just get the fuck off the stage as soon as you can. Make room for the next guys.
You know, like,
be a fucking douchebag.
Sometimes I get it. Sometimes you go, like, a hot front man or a front chick, whatever, like... And the crowd's going to be like, oh, my God, you were great. Like, cool. Handle that, but
I'm probably
tear down
too.
Your shit. Just tear it down. It would take you, like, 4 seconds if you had one person helping. You're just like, here. Move. Here.
Well, isn't the drummer the hard one? Because don't they have to put their gear away a specific way, too? So
yeah, you could do that off my stage. I'm just oh, that's something else that pisses me. Drummers that tear down everything on the stage. I got 15 minutes get you off.
These guys
and get
disassemble
the
cymbal stands.
15 minutes to get them off. Damn, Kevin, you're efficient, man.
Okay, to get them off and on. How's that? Yeah. You got to have a 5-minute turnaround. Show me a man that's got a 5-minute turnaround.
So they're breaking down while talking to people.
Oh, no. The drummer will just be like, no, guess what? My cymbal's coming off this right here. And they pack it away, and they got 12 cymbals. And it's like, dude, come on. Just get your shit off the stage. Stage etiquette.
You know,
I can't believe this is even a discussion at this point. It's like getting yelled at for cheating on a test. It's like, bro, you should know better. Like, don't cheat on your test. Like,
well, really, for me.
What about you?
In the radio biz. So,
is it when they come in not wearing any pants because they think since on the radio they don't have to wear pants?
No,
he laughs when I do.
I wouldn't mind.
I would say the ones that they're a little the ego driven, you know, like the ones that are just like, yo man, I'm doing you a favor being on your show, like dude,
you know, that happened to you?
Yeah, that happens. I'm like, bro, like calm the fuck down, like I'm trying to help you too, and you're getting mad because I can't get you on right now. And it was a, I'm not gonna say his name. He was like an independent, like, you know, hip hop artist.
Michael? Drake.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. No. This was Biggie before he got shot.
That's why he got shot. That's the reason.
That's why, because he came at O time wrong. Nah.
O time Thug Crew.
Yeah.
B time.
No, like they came in and then like
the A team.
Like and then and like
I love when a mission comes together.
Yeah man, that was how it went down, and that's how it goes, the story.
And that's what really pisses him off.
A team.
No, seriously man, like people like coming with like this big chip on their shoulder, like I know I'm not huge, but like just because you got 1,000 more followers than me doesn't mean like I'm supposed to like lick your asshole, you know?
Yeah,
I mean you still can, but
no, what the fuck?
That's when you give me a call. No, but I get you because even
I'm gonna do butt stuff.
No, but even when what's it called? Even when they're in live, you know, in on stage, when you try to talk to them, like the lead singer or whatever, right, and they're being a douchebag and their ego, like oh hey, like a weak handshake, yeah, and just walk off. You're like, well, fuck this guy. Yeah. You know, I'm going to go see the other band. Like, I'm like, not even interested.
Like the
anymore.
Lead guitarist, like, or like there'll be a lead guitarist and like. Most of them are in multiple bands, right?
Yeah.
And he'll be like, yeah, yeah. And people are like, oh, man, you did a great job. He's like, yeah, but this isn't even my real band. And just totally just negates everything he did for his fucking, like, work. And talk and like tries to talk about something else. I'm like, dude, like, who the fuck are you, man? Like, I didn't even know the band. But I was just like, why are you promoting someone that's not going on right now? Like, these are your boys you just play with, right? Like, you just totally disrespect them. That's something I fucking hate, too.
Yeah, that always pisses me off, man. It's like it's always that ego because
it's those freelance
even
singers
whether
and shit.
It's you know you're small time, you're getting started, or whether you're established too. Like just for me personally, it kills it. Like when I find out you're a fucking dick, I'm just like, now your music sounds like 30% worse.
Yeah,
you know, like it's a mathematical equation. You know, but then and on the contrary, or on the other end of the spectrum, is when I find out that somebody's really cool, that makes me like their music even more.
Right,
like I'm totally lame about it, but. I like when people aren't assholes, you know. Call me weird. Call me old fashioned.
Yeah, that's like I like when people, yeah, because you can feel their emotion through it. Like I know you guys don't really listen to hip hop, but I like this guy Chance the Rapper. He's an independent artist, and he won 3 Grammys for his first album, and he didn't sell any of them. It was on iTunes. It was free, and he won 3 Grammys for it. And so I went to his show in San Diego, and this guy like he like has like a positive message and inspires, and like the, he sold out the. I forget the name. It was like that San Diego Coliseum, and he just is doing his own independent tour, bouncing with the cities. And like I liked his humbleness, you know, because he would just talk about how like he was working at it for like 6 years, and then he became someone big. And at the same time, like the mainstream labels are like kind of blocking him because he's an independent, and like they can't really make as much money off of him.
Oh yeah, man, it's all business. Like,
yeah.
I mean, every day, every week, I'm reminded like there's business, and that's something that fucking pisses me off. Yeah. Like,
some people get corrupted by all that money.
It's just once you start seeing those dollar signs, because you're like, hey, used to take me 2 hours to get done, now I can get done in a half hour. You know, you start seeing those dollar signs, start getting kind of blindsided, yeah, and you stop doing it because of the passion. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong, like shit, I got to keep the lights on, but at the same time, I'm like. Yeah, this is market value, like a shit ton of money, and I'm only going to ask for a ton of money.
Yeah.
You know, I have integrity.
But if I could say one other thing that really pisses me off, you know, is people that can't hold their fucking alcohol or drugs, man. You know, like.
Why is it always about drugs with you?
I'm not saying.
Because I love doing drugs.
I like to get high, but I can't hang. Like,
no, I hate the people that can't hang. Like, just know your limit. Like.
White girl wasted.
You know, like, that just ruins establishments and stuff. Like I was working.
Oh, that's right. You're a bouncer.
I'm a bouncer.
Right?
But it's my birthday.
Maybe we should clear that up. Yeah. He's a birthday. Bouncer.
I'm a bouncer. Like, there was one time I was working at an establishment, and this guy, he did a drug, and, like, I guess they cut it with horse or something. And horse.
Whoa.
And then, like, he was, like, ODing in my arms, and we had to call the ambulance, sternum rub him and everything. Mm-hmm. And, like, and then, like, one person, it was just, like, people need to know their limit. Like, if you're not Walter White, you shouldn't be cutting that shit.
You know what? First of all, if you're dealing with horse, you shouldn't be dealing that with all at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're dealing with horse, you got a bigger problem.
And for the people that don't know what horse is, that's heroin.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Heroin.
I didn't know that. thought you meant a horse tranquilizer.
It's almost as bad
as
marijuana.
That is out there too.
Yeah. Oh.
All right.
Yeah. Ketamine.
Like, because, like,
why are we talking about drugs?
I know, exactly.
Yeah, screw that. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I told you, man. I emailed you. This was going to be a topic.
I'm sorry. I just, you know, I'm a security guard, and I'm, you know, I just.
HR is knocking on our window.
Talking
about
now. Something that pisses them
if,
off.
If
yeah.
you're
going
to do drugs, know what you're doing and be safe and smart.
Just
about
stay
it.
With weed.
Yeah, man. Like, no one wants to die.
Just don't put anything in your arm, man. Nothing in a needle. Just everything else is cool.
Stay with weed and alcohol.
You mean you don't inject marijuana?
Only a couple.
I've been doing it wrong all these years.
Wait, what's the quote? Alcohol, the problem and solution.
No, to alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life.
Oh, I got another thing that kind of pisses me
everybody
off.
Everybody said Simpsons is your favorite show. You didn't even know that quote.
Did you hear that they're trying to bring back boy bands? They're doing like a new reality TV show.
Yeah, I've actually got a project.
They're doing
on
a
right
reality
now.
TV show.
Like it's like a American Idol thing, but like. They're going to have, like, some kid from Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears, all these, like, has-beens, and they're all like, America, you vote for your next boy band. I'm like, oh, hell no.
Make an old fad new again.
We all know One Direction is the only boy band we listen to.
Actually, bro.
What?
Backstreet's back.
Yeah, dude.
All right.
I've been to a Backstreet Boys show.
Wait, by how long are they gasping for air? Like within 30 seconds of
bro,
starting
they
dancing.
Move better than, they move faster than I can.
Dude, they came back.
And
came
I do
back.
Construction.
Backstreet Boys is dope.
Hey man, Power Rangers just released their movie recently. I mean, it's time we go back to the
90s are back.
So I think we need to wrap this one up here. I think we're going a little longer than what we normally should be.
Longer.
Mike's staring at me. This is creepy. I don't
whatever
like it.
You want.
Oh, nice.
You're in the host chair.
Yeah, you're the host.
Yeah, boss, what do we do now, boss?
In that case.
What else pisses you off?
Oh, no! Lord. Oh, Lord.
Why are we not on live?
Dude, oh, that's the
smallest pair of boxers I've ever seen.
Dude, what's that smell?
I haven't showered since
David,
yesterday.
Close your legs. It smells like fish.
All right. By the way, what pisses you off, Chris?
Fuck, man.
You haven't said anything.
This will be our
what really
last
upsets
rant.
Me is when you start working on a project with somebody, and this can be video, music, you know, anything, and you kind of line everything out, you know, 2 months before, and then it's crunch time, and you had already asked, like, hey, I need these files or that. And then it's like this big fucking finagle to actually get the files in the last minute that were said were never needed. So what it comes down to is people don't prioritize their time on projects. They're like, oh, hey, we have this much time to get it done. I'm not really going to listen to what you have to say in this important business meeting. And then I'm going to put all the stress and pressure on you right at the last minute. So procrastination, I'm guilty as sin. That is like my biggest downfall. But when you have something prioritized, like you get it done, you don't lie to your team or to your client or whatever it may be and grow the fuck up, take responsibility for where you're at, get it done.
Yep.
That's what pisses me off. Thank you.
Well, that was hardcore.
Yeah,
I know where all that's going. Oh, wow. That just changed the vibe of this.
Yeah, man. I got all goosebumps.
Well, on that note,
it's more awkward in here than Jodie Foster and The Accused.
Less awkward than me just taking my pants off, or what?
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, it's about the same.
You're digging it.
No.
And the other thing that pisses me off is when they don't put cheese on your taco at Del Taco. Yes, I dropped a name there, but oh man, like I've got
Del Taco
there,
live
no cheese.
It up.
Well, watch them be our sponsor now.
We heard about your cheeseless taco. It's time to help out, boys.
Yeah.
But we all know tacos.
This is where the 18 comes in.
Real tacos don't have cheese, though.
Traditional.
American tacos.
Traditional tacos, sir.
That's why we're the best. Whoa. America. American tacos.
All right, guys. Let's conclude this. We've been going on a minute here. So, moral of the story. Don't be a douche. Nobody likes it.
It's that easy.
And don't rip out penis piercings. That shit's not cool.
God damn you.
Just go to the beach, eat avocado, you know, and enjoy the moment.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Check out this content or more at OCML.us.
And stay
follow,
in drugs.
Follow
don't
Kevin
do
at Kevin Martin on Facebook. Kevin Martin.
Kevin Martin.
Or on Instagram, OCML _ Kevin.
Hey, I just want to say thank you guys for having me on your show. It was a great pleasure. I'm glad to work with you. I want to do it more in the future. If you guys want to hear some stuff that me and Kevin did, my old stuff, hit me up on SoundCloud at O-Time Radio. If you just type in O-T-Y-M-E, you'll find me. There's this other guy. He, like, did rap. I don't know, his music kind of, it's all right, but I'm the better O-Time, you know?
Yeah.
Lay down, big O.
Go for the black guy, you know? That's the O-Time you want to follow.
Wait, the other dude is...
He's white and he's a rapper.
The other dude's white?
And he's a rapper. All
right.
Yeah, it's pretty,
right.
I mean...
We should fight him for the name rights.
I don't know if he still makes music, though. His stuff is pretty old, but...
All right.
Good night, everybody!
Woo! Stay connected with bands and upcoming shows at OCMusicLeague.com or OCML Events on Facebook.